Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, wow. Hi, everybody. Splendiferous kind of day, and to all of our friends across the world and our talented gang here in 19B, we say pull up a chair and stay a while at this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the spot where the music has the zest, but the chatter is the best.
You know it is.
Today we're all gathered at Bill's Fitness Frenzy for a quick muscle toning session. Kevy's doing some squats. Tori's on curls.
That's me.
Gerald's bench pressing.
Yes.
Buddy's doing a little clean and jerk. And Gordy, he's powerlifting, man. And William's sipping his latte saying, I'll start my workouts tomorrow. This international.
Go for it, Dave. To win in every way, just go for it every day.
I'll spot you, Gordon. And Bill has one dumbbell barely up there. He's the huff and puff prince of Paducah. He is.
He won the huff and I do huff and I puff, but not nearly enough. Gaither.
Oh, yeah.
My guests today make exceptional music, and they don't huff or do they puff.
That's probably
just, nor do they puff.
Nor.
Would it not be that?
Rustav, signature sound.
Vocal band Gordy Moat. You sing, Gordy.
Come on.
Sandy Patty, the Martins, Reggie Lady Love, William. It's going to be a weekend work it out kind of day.
So we'll start at the Kennedy Center, Bill.
Great night at the Kennedy Center, and we had a lot of help on this. I think Sue Dodge sings a verse.
Yeah.
Bread upon the water. Welcome to Homecoming Radio. We're going to have a great, great time.
Well, there are people never. But don't you waver, you keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you.
Keep on casting your bread.
Public announcement today is this is International Respect Your Flag Day.
All right.
The flags of each nation along our network should be treated with great respect.
That's exactly right.
Thousands have given their lives defending them. So the least you can do is show some honor. Always respect the flag.
I agree.
There's greater vision. Lazarus.
One day four men brought a crippled man to Jesus. Still and lifeless he lay upon his bed. He had not moved since he was just a baby. Still he longed to become a normal man. And now we don't know much about the men that carry the corners of his tattered bed that day. But if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men might have had to say.
Suppose that first man said, I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind, and he made me see, and there's no doubt about it. But this man's needs are more serious than mine.
Suppose that second man said, no need to bother, this man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe he can heal a man so lame.
Suppose that third man said, I hate to question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see.
Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt. But all three men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud. He said, my name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, the living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. My name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. I'm a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty good award this week. The sanitation staffers of Sea Caucus sequestered at Sam and Sally's Slipshod in Schenectady.
Okay.
Gave the word of the day their Down and Dirty Award.
Well, sure. Oh,
my. They said while each word comes from underground, the real truth is they are all profound.
Well, of course they get it, these guys.
Churrasco, Churrasco. Churrasco is the word of the day.
Churrasco.
Oh,
I don't even know.
Oh, well. You thought you were going to do this without me, didn't you?
No.
Churrasco. Oh, I know what this is. I'm so glad I made it back. The African red-tailed Churrasco is a cousin to the American parrot and the rose-breasted cockatoo.
Oh.
It is characterized not only by its tail, but by its unique tenor voice that echoes through the forest slightly out of tune. The Churrasco mimics the gospel tenor in many ways. It sleeps throughout the entire day, always late to the bus. Never knows what suit we're wearing, never comes with a wallet, and just when you want to relax, you hear it cry, oh, that's the Churrasco.
Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, man, you were on.
I would love to hear the cry of the Churrasco. Just one more time. It actually means open fire cooking. I guess you could cook one over one. It says food tastes better when it's cooked the Churrasco way.
What a way to bring down a room.
I know.
All these are available on my Wacky Words CD at kevinwilliamsmusic.com.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Shameless. Yeah, if you're interested, just write us and we'll send you a copy. No, don't write us.
No.
Go to the website. Here's a rest tap.
I've heard it said that love is blind. It's never afraid and never unkind. And I've heard it said love's all you need. That it's a many splendor things. I've heard people say that love at first sight, how it's so wrong and how it's so right. It lifts you up, it lets you down. Oh, but I have found that love is a cross. Love, let it be. Love is saving you. Love is saving me. The blood and the nails, a body so bruised, a holy heart was broken. That's how he chose to prove that love is a cross. I'm reading that love is just a myth. It's only a crutch. It doesn't exist. It's something the world cannot achieve.
Record from Russ Taff, Love is a Cross. Great song. Hey, Bill, we are, well, everybody around this table is a Starbucks fan.
That's right.
But I will, I will ask you, do you know what the largest cup of coffee they serve, what it's called?
Bet Russ Taff knows.
I guarantee you, he's probably spilled it on someone. Do you know, Bill?
No.
Trenta.
Trenta?
Trenta.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
30
How big
ounces.
Is it? 30 ounces?
30 ounces?
30 ounces.
Yeah. GVB, signature sound.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time.
so wonderfully.
We're gonna live
to live eternally
with Christ
our blessed Lord.
In a whole
heavenly heart,
we'll shout
and sing.
We'll walk
and talk.
We'll shout
and sing.
We'll walk
and talk.
We'll shout
and praise His name every day.
Every day we'll be the same.
Oh my Lord, my burden bearer, my help in trouble, my joy in sorrow, my light in darkness, my sword and shield. Oh my Lord, what a time.
From this whole world,
we live eternally
with Christ
our blessed Lord.
In a heavenly heart.
We'll shout
and sing.
This song was written at the Sanger Theater in Mobile, Alabama, one night after a concert. The sound was gone, the crowd was gone, and I saw a little light bulb out in the center of the stage. I told Sandy, the stage is bare.
The crowds are gone. The love we shared still lingers on. We sang and played, and we laughed and cried, and in our fumbling way, we tried to say what only hearts can know, and all too soon we had to go. And now, here in this darkened room, there's just empty seats. There's just me and you. It was so easy to call you Lord when a thousand voices sang your praise. But there's no one to hear me now. So hear me. Bare. The crowds have gone.
Lord, now's the time I need your song to give me joy and certainty. When no one else is watching me, I need you more. Much more than words can say, 'cause tomorrow's such a daily day, and I so need to feel you then, holding my hand. Please hold me then. Ooh, I need you, Lord. Our
listeners are very kind and send us some very gracious notes like these.
I love your show. I hear you on my satellite radio. Your music is a blessing, and your humor keeps me in stitches. So keep up the excellent work, and God bless your faithful efforts. That's from Donna in L.A.
Thanks, Donna.
This one says, we love your music in South Carolina. I hear you every day, and I wouldn't miss it. You make my day complete, and I bless you for it. That's from Charles.
You are a bunch of enjoyables. Your family, you are family, and I thank the Lord for you. I also praise him for your great music, and that's from Brigitta.
Well, Debbie in L.A. says, I love Kevin. His word of the day always has me rolling on the floor, and that's hard to do when you're driving.
Don't do that, Debbie.
Yeah. Love what you do.
And we love hearing from you. It's just homecomingradio.com. Don Francisco was the son of a theologian who taught at one of the Baptist seminaries, I think probably in Louisville. It sure served him well when it came to writing gospel songs. His theology was great. His poetry was unbelievable,
yep.
And his music was so new and refreshing. Back in 1971 or 72, when I first heard this great, great classic that will live on for forever. A lot of songs have been written about the resurrection. I don't know one any more powerful than Don Francisco's He's Alive. Listen.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night. None of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away. Now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden. Then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Statement, Don Francisco. Well, our goal today was to encourage you to go for it. Yeah. I hope we got it done.
If you cyber surf during the week, take a break. Homecomingradio.com, where you can
download our free Homecoming Radio app. Hear more of us online and get the dates and times for our live concerts.
You can also get the scoop on the newest videos, and you'll love our Facebook page. Check it out and leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We want to salute all of our homecoming stations in South Dakota, like KBUP, KIMM, KJAM, KLMP, KNWC, and KOYA. A big ol' salute!
Hey, the guys just got to your house to start painting, and Gloria says they're trying to paint it yellow, and she wants it mellow.
You better get home
and straighten this out, Bill.
Oh, my.
Here I go again. We'll see you next week, my friend.
Bye, everybody.
See ya. It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.